Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Pope's favorite podcast, Two Drink Minimum. The man in front of me, religious zealot, Mike Ward.
I am Mike Ward. You are Pantelis, and our friend over there
has developmental learning problems.
He has.
because I've been a victim of the Pope.
Have you?
There's no way, bro.
There's no way the Pope would molest.
He's got standards. Wasn't this the Pope that was liking Instagram thoughts?
Yeah.
Nah, this guy likes big butts.
And plus, like, even like all of the Catholic priests, all the pedophiles in the Catholic Church only fuck Catholic kids.
Oh, yeah.
They're very, very racist and selective.
Oh, yeah,
sure. They never rape Protestants, never rape Greek Orthodox, never rape Jews.
Yeah, it's true.
Just little Catholic boys.
There's that school of Muslim kids. Yeah. They're on a trip. Ugh, disgusting. What part of it? All of it.
Yeah.
All of it. They're unfuckable. Yeah. Shouldn't they all be unfuckable? Don't go that far.
I think, though, that's the only type of person that can say super racist things in real life, and no one's going to judge them. You're just going to keep on judging them for being pedophiles. Yeah. No one's going to go, he's a pedophile, but that guy's a pedophile and a racist.
Yeah, it doesn't fall in. No. Pedophile trumps everything.
You beat everything. Oh, you can be, even if you do like amazing things, you find a cure for cancer, you fucking solve your world hunger, but you like fucking little kids.
Okay, so let's put it on the table. Tomorrow, Bill Gates finds a way to get free high-speed internet to every person on the planet.
He can fuck any kid he wants.
And then, on top of that, there is no more hunger in Africa. He solves everything. Everyone's happy. It starts developing. But then we find out he banked some kids on that island. Is he known as the philanthropist or the pedophile?
He's already, there's no proof about him fucking little kids, and he's already.
That's what I'm saying. So if there's proof, this guy, doesn't matter what he does.
He's so fucked, yeah.
Because
even now, that's a thing that's funny, too, because, since he's not with his wife anymore, people are always like, why do you think she left? Like, that's the only reason a woman would leave a man.
He's banging
is
kids.
Because he's banging kids.
On an island.
Maybe it's because she didn't like him anymore, and she was like, if I left.
I'm a billionaire.
You stay with a dude that makes $60,000 a year because you're like, he pays for shit.
Yeah.
But if I leave him, he doesn't make enough to take care of me. But if a guy is worth like $100 billion, you're like, God damn, if I leave him, I'm worth $50 billion.
I'm the richest woman on the planet.
I'm the richest fuck. I'm 49 Oprahs.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
We gotta change those rules.
Yeah.
I don't mean for husband and wife. I mean that because I was personally affected by it, Bill Gates should throw me some money.
Yeah.
I believed in love because of that marriage, and they ruined everything.
Yeah.
I thought if these two nerds can't make it, who can, really?
She was a hot nerd, though, I think, when she was young, right? Because
I never saw her young.
I've never seen her young either, but I think she looks like she's late 50s, right?
Not like that Binance, the Bitcoin chick. Remember the
weird little lizard?
She looks
like a little...
like a mole person.
Yeah.
A cartoon, yeah, with the bottles in the eyes. Yeah.
I've never heard her talk, but she has a face that sounds like her voice would be like, hello.
Hello. I can suck your dick for some Bitcoin. Yeah.
Melinda, it's Melinda Gates, right?
Yeah, Melinda French Gates.
Melinda, you're Linda. Who's Linda?
Oh,
is it?
Yeah. Because she's a nice looking 58-year-old woman.
Let me see.
Younger.
Okay, younger so doesn't
smash.
Help.
Yeah, of course you'd smash.
You'd smash Bill.
Yeah, you smash Bill, bro. There's not much you wouldn't smash. Oh, the one on the right.
Yeah.
Yeah, for Bill Gates. Yeah, she's a
Oh, she's hotter now because she's thinner now, and she's not hot.
Is that her now?
She looks good in a third world country.
Yeah, she's third world country hot.
She's third world country hot. Yeah. She's hotter than women dying of famine.
What? She's Lagos, Nigeria hot.
Yeah. But yeah, she's not. Yeah, she's not hot.
Whoa. Go down, go down, go down. Now things are changing. Keep going.
Where?
Go. That one there. Go down.
This one?
No, the one right under that on the left. Yeah, that's her in the Amazon chick. Then, you see, now she changed. Now it looks like a man pretending to be a woman.
Oh, shit.
It looks like Bill Gates murdered her, dressed up as her, and said, "We got divorced. I'm going to live on a private island with all this money. Don't look for me."
It also looks like a trans person doing an Asian face.
Yeah.
Like doing an Asian impression.
So I can understand why she left Bill. It looks like he stressed her out to the point where she looks different.
What did you Google now?
Bikini.
Melinda French Gates bikini. Yeah, there's no bikini pics of Melinda Gates.
My body, my choice. Bikini.
You never know, bro. Here. Yeah.
That's not a bikini.
You can tell there are no bikini shots. That they were like, yeah, he probably means this.
Yeah.
He wants to see tits. Here's
his
arms.
Is that his daughter?
I don't know.
Daughter, Phoebe. Oh,
let's
shit.
Let's see. Bill Gates' daughter.
How do two ugly people make someone?
That's
good?
How it is.
Happens often. Yeah. Yeah. I've seen it in real life.
Yeah.
Yeah. But usually, the only time you see two ugly people make a nice-looking kid is when they're biracial. Like, an ugly black dude with an ugly white chick will make a hot...
baby?
Hot baby, but, well, no, maybe not.
A hot baby, guys. To quote the Catholic Church, biracial couples make hot babies.
Hot baby.
Oh, yeah, that's her.
Yeah.
She's kind of cute.
She's cool, she looks very modern.
Yeah.
It's funny, because both her parents look, they have the genetic face of, like, a time far gone. They look like a different era. And her, bam, right into this millennium.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Her father brought computers into the modern world. And he's got a face of a guy that has never heard the word computer.
Yeah.
Like, he looks like a guy that, he's not Amish, but he thinks they're cool dudes.
Yeah, he looks like, Melinda, quick, bring my abacus.
Yeah.
Like, that's what he looks like. Yeah. That's what he looks like. Oh, so it's related to the money thing. I was watching, because Netflix has all these documentaries. There's a thing about bad sports and like controversies in sports. And one of them was in, I think it was Salt Lake City, the Winter Olympics. Remember the Canadian figure skaters? There was Jamie Salé and whatever the fuck, Salé and Peltier.
I don't know figure skaters by name.
Well, that's exactly what a gay
guy
would say.
You can tell that he's afraid of looking gay.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't even know what that is.
I don't even know what that is. Well, what is even a dick? Yeah. I don't know what that is. I don't even want to talk about it.
Yeah.
So figure skaters, and they were a couple. So they, the controversy was they killed it. They were against the Russians, and the Russians always win this shit. And the Russians went first, and the guy slipped out like 2-3 times. They went, the Canadians, dude, best performance of the, like, I was watching it.
Oh, shit.
No mistakes, flying all over the place, doing crazy shit, talking to each other while they're doing it. Like, they were in the fucking zone.
Oh, shit.
And then, because of one judge, they get second place.
What?
And everyone,
who got first? The Russians that fell?
The Russians that fell.
Twice?
Twice.
Jesus, fuck.
They stumbled. I'm not going to lie. They didn't fall. They stumbled. But it was mistakes that they didn't take into account. So the votes come in, and everyone in the arena is booing. This is in the States. They're booing. They're going, what the fuck? They're going crazy. And then it's showing the judges. It's panning for them. And I'm like, I want to see if just by if I see a photo, if I could tell which one is the
fuck
judge.
Them
that
over.
Yeah, fuck them over. Bro, I started laughing. It was so obvious. So it's showing all the judges. And then it goes to the lady from France, the judge. Bro, it goes to her. She's wearing this big animal skin scarf thing, like, over her. Like, it's like, who has money? Like, it's random. And then her like this. It was so random. It's like, you're judging in the fucking ice rink. Why are you dressed like that?
Yeah.
I was like, that's her.
You figure if you're taking bribes from Russians, be discreet.
Like, zero
discretion. Leave your stupid watch.
Funny.
I was dying. I guarantee it's her. And then after the investigation, it was her.
It was her.
Yeah, it was her.
That's funny.
That's the best thing
ever. That's funny.
Yeah. And then they found out it was her, and the guy in charge of, like, the French national team and stuff, he was part of it too. What they did is, it was like the Russian mobster said, you help our guys win, and then there's another competition called ice dancing. That's where you're not allowed to throw them up. They have to stay on the ice the whole time, so they dance. And then they're like, then the French will vote for them and they'll win.
Okay.
So that was the deal. But then they did the stupidest thing. So they found out that there was cheating. Now, it's not the performer's fault. It's not the skater's fault. But then they made them share the medals. They did another ceremony. People came out, and it's like, we have two first place teams. And they were holding hands, both, and I was like,
Go fuck yourself.
Well, technically, aren't you minimum second place?
Yeah. Even I would have disqualified the Russians, even if it's not the athlete's fault, but it's the government, it's the organization.
Well, it was a mobster. You couldn't prove it was the organization. It was a mobster from the States who did it. That was the fucked up thing. Yeah. But you, but now we know that if they were skewed, then they would have been at least first. So they should at least switch the medals. But they made them all have first. So, and they're like participation. They're like, we're all first. And I was like, ugh.
Gay. You know, I made figure skating gayer.
Yeah.
I've always, they've made figure skating gay. I've always hated when it's a tie and someone obviously won. Who was it that that Mike Tyson fought when he did that fight like 2-3 years ago?
Oh, Holyfield, no?
No, another old...
Didn't he fight Evander Holyfield or am I crazy?
Yeah, no, he did in the old days, but like when he made his comeback like last year.
It wasn't
year.
Holyfield when he made his comeback?
Roy Jones.
It was Roy Jones, yeah.
He
right.
fucking murdered Roy Jones.
Yeah, we saw it together.
Yeah, Roy Jones fought like an old fat man. Mike Tyson fought like a goddamn beast. He could have killed him. So it was obvious that he had won, but they're like, all right, and it's over, and it's a draw.
You know why they did that?
Well, it's because...
Money. They fucked over. Do you know how many people just put money on Tyson? The bookies must have lost their shit.
Oh, yeah.
And they didn't have to pay anything out. That's amazing. No, who was going to select the tie?
I found out at the Super Bowl, you could bet on a bunch of things. Like
coin toss?
Yeah. I get the coin toss, and I get, but they were like, at what minute mark are the players, the... There was a player that there was a mother that had a player on each team.
Yeah.
When are we gonna film her in the audience?
Oh, when are we gonna cut to her?
What minute mark are we gonna cut to her?
That's absurd.
So, what? But the guy that's directing it, he can decide. Okay, I'm just gonna cut to her at fucking 34 minute 34.
Oh.
Tell his cousin, hey, bet $100,000 on 34.
He was smart.
Yeah, but it's because that you shouldn't be able to bet on that because someone can decide
control it. Yeah. Well, it's like back in the day, award shows. I don't know if they still do it, but you were able to bet on the Oscars, who's going to win. I don't know if they still do it, but I remember the book in my neighborhood, you were able to bet on that shit.
Yeah.
Really?
And see, like the Oscars, they know who, like not everyone knows, but there are people that know, at least the people in the sort of the, you know, the inner circle.
Yeah. If I was in the Oscars, I would call back my homies in Montreal and be like, listen, Will Smith is definitely winning this thing and he's going to slap some dude. put $1 million on there being a fucking slap. And
I think it's this week Chris Rock is coming out with the special on Netflix and it's
live. I didn't
know.
I'm excited. Yeah, oh, it's live, eh?
It's live. Oh, but they always, the way they describe it, it's always special that'll go down in history. Or
well, everything goes down in history now. We have digital recordings.
Yeah, but they were saying because it's live on Netflix, it's groundbreaking, and like it's history making
for Netflix, maybe.
And you're like, yeah, but there's been other live things on the internet.
We
and
go live all the time.
Like
you're live every week.
In the '90s, early '90s when pay per view started, I watched Andrew Dice Clay live doing stand up from my house in Montreal. Like it's not groundbreaking.
People fall for that though.
Yeah, it's the first time Netflix does it.
Yeah,
it's like
it's part of their history.
Like I've never drank, I don't know. Well, what I've never drank vermouth. But if I drink vermouth, I'm not like I'm going. This is going to go down in history. First time I drink vermouth. Who cares?
Why does it sound like you're going to die?
Yeah, yeah,
vermouth. It's a wine.
Oh. Is vermouth a wine?
Yeah. It's a aromatized fortified wine flavored with various botanicals and sometimes colored.
Vermouth sounds like a dude you would have dated. Yeah.
Vermouth. Vermouth sounds like
Vermouth Jackson.
Or like a really rich Indian man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Or an Indian man.
Vermouth Patel.
Yeah. An Indian man that lives an Indian man that lives in Burlington. You ask him, where do you live? I live in Vermouth.
That's exactly it. There was one of the other stories was a South African cricket player. He was a captain of the South African cricket team. Yo, what is cricket? Nobody fucking understands. So I'm watching it, and they're trying to make it exciting. Like, and then they had scored 240 runs and 4 runs. And I'm watching like, what the fuck is happening? And he's like, and then he cheated because he spoke with the captain of England, and you're allowed to do this apparently. They decided No, we'll forfeit this round, you forfeit that round, and then we'll just all for all in the last round, we'll all play it. And then whoever wins the last round wins. Like, you make rules up as you go in cricket, apparently. Yeah. Like, it's like I could be beating you 10-0, and then third period comes along, and I go, okay, every goal is 4 points, 4 points. We agree. That's cool. Like, there's no.
If you're going to cheat, weird. make the Canadian figure dancers win.
Yeah, do that. So I was watching that, and then he got caught in India. He went to play a match. The cricket team went to play a match in India, Mumbai, where cricket is life. Gambling is also life, but you're not allowed to gamble. So it's all an underground network.
Oh, so it's all criminals.
Like in the Peaky Blinders.
Yeah, and they didn't even know who he was. But look at how fucking crazy it was that he got. You know how South Africans talk like they're retarded?
Yeah.
So what happened was, what? You remember South African talk?
Yeah, I have. But just
so he, so what happened was he's on the, they're tapping the phone. They have, the Indians called him the crime unit.
Just, oh, shit.
Yeah, and they go, what is the crime unit? They go, it's for all the high crimes like murder, rape, gambling. And I was like, so what does the other unit do? Like, that's crime. They're all crimes. Yeah. They're all, you don't need a special one for gambling.
And murder, rape, and gambling. Yeah. Gambling isn't as bad as murder or rape.
You shut your mouth, you?
Yeah. Because imagine, like, so they put, like a beating underneath gambling.
Yeah.
You're like, you son of a whore. You fucking, you played blackjack, you bastard. Instead of beating that shit woman.
I'm going to commit a lesser crime on your face.
That's funny.
So how he got caught is amazing. So they're tapping, right? But they don't care. They're just trying to catch these Mumbai people. Now, I remember I told you they speak like retards?
Yeah.
So the Indian detective is playing the audio that they recorded at his house, and his kids are there. And he's listening to the audio. He's not caring about who the other person is, but the kids, they're into cricket. They had seen the captain of the cricket team, that guy speaking on, talking on TV.
Oh, shit.
And they're like, I know that goofy ass accent.
No.
And like, it's this guy. It's Harhe Kronhe. Whatever the fuck his name was. Hanse Kronhe. So they find him, and then it's for him. He's like, we can't speak. You know how they fucking talk. So that's how they caught him.
No way.
God damn.
Yeah.
Fuck. That sucks.
Figure funny. If you're going to gamble and you're not supposed to, get one of your guys to do it. But like, they would, to call,
yeah, but he was doing it directly. Well, what do you want me to do? I want to do this. Okay, do that.
By the way, did you guys, fun fact about cricket, did you guys know it can last numerous days?
It does last.
And you did not know this either until you Googled, what is cricket?
No, I Googled the longest game ever. It says that 9 days.
9 days. Oh, Jesus.
It's a commitment.
That's a week and 2 days.
God damn. I hate, I don't even know what cricket is, and I already hate it.
What happens if you buy tickets? Do you buy tickets for all the potential days?
Hey, that's a good question.
It'd be amazing. Like, you know how stupid you'd feel if you bought a ticket for day number 3?
And it's just like,
that's going to be the good day.
And they're done day 2?
Yeah.
I don't know how it works at all.
Oh, that's wild.
I just know that they look goofy doing it.
Yeah.
And the music is playing. Like, it's intense, like Rocky music. But they're not doing anything that intense.
I realized the reason why I like fights so much, I prefer MMA than boxing, but I like boxing too. Thing I like is it can end
at any moment.
At any moment. And I like that. Yeah. It makes it surprise. Way. Like, they should add that in cricket. If the captain gets knocked out, that's it. Game over.
Somebody, the way the documentary starts is that the old captain lost his position because the other guy came out and he was a good captain because he split his, like right here in the middle, like his two things came apart.
Okay.
I was like, how does that happen in cricket?
How does it happen?
Hold on.
I don't know. It just showed him, like, but it didn't show the action that led to it.
So
Jesus.
So there's two types of cricket. There was timeless cricket.
And
which
there's rickety cricket.
No limits of the...
Jiminy.
No limits of days. And now it's called test match cricket.
Yeah, test match is cricket.
So now...
And when they were saying it, I was like, is that an exhibition?
But well, that's what I thought match. As well. Yeah, they're just called test match. So it used to be 3 or more days, but now...
fucking stupid sport.
All men's test matches are scheduled over 5 days. So now it lasts 5 days.
But women can't... there's no women cricket. We're not going to give them that much time off, bro. Mm. 4 days. What are you, bitches? Stupid. Get back in the kitchen.
And apparently they last long, like all fucking day.
But there's no, you notice women aren't wasting time with this. There's no women, lady cricket.
And there's, how can you be a fan of something that lasts 5 days? Like, it's impossible for them to sell tickets because the only people that can watch are people that don't work, right?
Who don't have money to buy tickets.
And if you don't work, you don't have money to buy tickets. And if you do have money to buy tickets, you don't have time. No one's going to spend 5 days. At a sporting event.
You go on day 2 of 5 or whatever.
How long does each game last? The entire day? 8 hours?
But imagine that's like going, hey, do you want to go see the second quarter of a football game? Like,
Cares? You know what? It reminds me a bit of baseball in the sense that baseball kind of too, it could last very long.
Yeah.
If both teams suck or they're really good, it just doesn't. Oh, if they suck, rather. If they're good, they'll get them out.
It's 6 hours of playing time per day. Jesus Christ.
That's a lot of playing time.
But there is a requirement that a minimum of 96 ball overs are bowled.
Okay, and stop talking.
We don't know. Third session may run overtime.
Ball over your face, bro.
If there's a change of innings, two overs are deducted.
Okay, we're
going
to go to the next thing that I saw.
I didn't even know there were innings in cricket.
We're going to go to the next thing I saw beside it. It's more up your alley.
Okay.
I found out about a Nazi.
Okay.
Yo.
At Auschwitz. Type in the hyena of Auschwitz.
Oh, this. So this was a real Nazi. This not real not Nazi. Just someone that's a little right-leaning.
No, no, it's not like now. It's not like now where I saw a video today of a guy and I started crying laughing on Twitter. I go, we're retarded. Some guy outside with a mask, still with a mask on, was yelling at people who were commemorating the truckers or whatever, and he was yelling at them Nazis, and I was like, so the people saying the government should not force you to do something you don't want are now the Nazis. Mm. We've come a long way. We've come a long way. But listen to this Nazi, the hyena of Auschwitz.
Yo.
So she was a chick. Apparently, for the time, she was considered a fly-ass German honey.
And whenever you hear Nazi, you never think of a woman.
She's not very ugly. You're looking at the wrong picture. She was tall, blonde, blue-eyed. But her soul was ugly. So apparently for the time... Now then again, the Germans have different standards than we do. They like shitting on chests. So who knows? But for the time, she was a nice German honey for the German, for that culture.
Can I see a picture?
We might not like her.
Yeah, bro.
Let's see.
This is terrible.
Let's see. Yeah, it's a German lady. Okay, that's fine. That's exactly it.
Yeah. No, she looks like Charlize Theron.
Yeah.
Like she just looks angry.
She just looks angry.
Angry. But
she is, believe it or not, not a big fan of Jews. And I'll tell you why. She would, you're not going to believe me, but this is true. It's been documented.
I have the Wikipedia up.
So she would sexually assault everyone.
Men and women?
Men and women.
Children?
What the fuck?
I think, children too. Little girls, okay. She hated them. So she would bang these Jews, even dudes. She would rape dudes.
Okay.
Rape and women, but also rape dudes. Before killing them, throwing them in the gas chamber.
And by rape for men, you mean like... getting them to fuck her, or
both,
getting
everything,
a strap
everything,
on.
Everything.
Oh my god!
She even had sometimes like three ways. She would even sometimes with the other Nazi guards have orgies.
Holy shit!
Yeah, she was like, she was like that police officer that banged her coworkers, but on meth and hating Jews.
God damn!
Yeah. So
god damn! Yeah. Her other names was the Beautiful Beast in German, meaning.
Well, no, it means the beautiful beast. That's what it.
The beautiful beast, meaning Sennheim.
In German,
meaning
it's
not so beautiful beast.
In German, it's Die Hyan von Auschwitz.
Yeah, nobody cares. Yeah, the hyena of Auschwitz. Yeah, that's what I said. So she would, mass rapes.
God damn.
She wouldn't stop raping. And she was a nymphomaniac. Dude, everyone's dying around her and she was having sex. Fuck. Imagine forcibly banging a Jewish dude he's going to die. Like, it's so crazy. How does he even get erect? Like, the guy's mind is going a million miles a minute. It's vile and so crazy.
God
that
damn.
After, when she was being tried, I think, at Nuremberg, and she was laughing about it. She's like, fuck yeah, I raped him. Like, crazy. Yeah, the videos of her smiling.
She committed to that bit.
She committed to that bit. Like, I'm the hyena, y'all. Yeah, she committed.
God damn, she got executed, execution by hanging.
By hanging,
You know what's fucking weird about that is whenever you hear Nazi stories, they're all horrible.
Yeah.
But there were, like, other Nazis judging her.
Yeah.
Going, what a crazy
God
bitch.
Damn.
What a mean bitch.
What a mean... Well, no, I think at Nuremberg, it was the world judging Nazis.
Oh, yeah. No, I know. But even the other Nazis
for
must
sure.
have judged her.
Even the other dude... Like, how do you get hard in that environment,
but that's
dude?
How
there's so much death.
But that's why they're fucking... Because not just her. So she was banging, forcing the Jews. Who knows? She may have lied. Like, don't worry. I will save you and your family if we bang.
Oh, so you think she got off on giving them hope or something?
No,
of
she got off on torturing them. She was even little girls that were pretty, she would torture them.
God damn.
Like sexual. She was crazy. She was legit nuts. And I don't know if she was
and
making
plus,
jokes.
Plus, if she's considered hot, that means she was torturing every little Jewish girl.
Because
everyone compared to her is hot.
Yeah, watch Schindler's List. Way cuter than German broads.
That
didn't come out. I regret. Look,
Schindler's List way hotter than German broads.
Look, you know what? I take it back. I regret. Yeah, no, that did not come out too nice. Yeah,
what?
The Jewish broads in Schindler's List were way cuter than this.
Yeah, because they were Hollywood actors.
There you go.
In every movie on every subject made in America, they're hotter than everyone.
Yeah, you haven't noticed.
I have, yes.
Winston Churchill starring Brad Pitt.
Yeah. You Google the real person, you're like, what the fuck?
Even that movie in the old days, The Mask, about that boy that was hideous and his mom was Cher.
Oh, The Elephant Man?
No, it was called The Mask.
The only mask I know is Jim Carrey and Cameron Diaz. Yeah,
but Google The Mask with Cher. And the actor who plays the deformed, the weird-looking guy is Eric Stoltz.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Eric Stoltz.
Yeah, click on him. You know who Eric Stoltz is, right?
I have to see him.
I
was talking to me, Poseidon.
Oh.
Yeah, but click on, so we see the mask first. Don't click, because if all we see is Eric Stoltz,
we
don't know what the mask is.
Hold on.
Oh, down there? Go back?
Yeah, just that
with the red hair?
Oh, yeah.
Go down?
Yeah, there you go. So this is the mask.
Oh, dude, I've seen images of this. Yeah. I never knew what movie it was from.
That's not a handsome boy.
Wait, is that a mask or is that his face? What's happening?
No, in the movie, I think it's plastic surgery. To look like that.
That's his face.
Yeah, in the movie, he plays a weird looking.
And then this is the.
Looks like
teenager.
An Irish alcoholic.
Yeah.
This is the real person.
Yeah, we know. We saw the real person first.
Yeah, because you Googled him before first. The mask.
How does Cher look now?
I wonder how old Cher's boyfriend is now. Can you Google that? Because
I don't know why Cher was. Go back. It was right there. Just go back. Christ. Click back. No, back. I don't know why I clicked all. Back. Use the back button. Back again. There's Cher. Just click on her. That's it.
Oh, I thought.
Scroll down.
Okay. Wait, hold on. That
go
was
down.
Cher?
Yeah, scroll down. That is Cher now.
That is Cher now.
That was her with a mask?
No. Holy
I'm confused.
Jesus fucking Christ. Just Google image Cher.
This will remain in history. This is making history. The dumbest. It's the black kid. Go down.
Yeah, this is her.
We know who Cher is.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll click on the photo right under that with the dude. We want to see how young her boyfriend is. That's it.
Cher gushes about her younger boyfriend. Click on the one underneath and then left. Go left.
Here?
Left.
Oh, here?
Underneath that.
Here?
Yeah, so we see him.
Oh, he's a good-looking kid.
He's a good-looking kid.
Yeah. Well, it's Cher. It's fucking Cher's a star.
Yeah, but still. Like, she, how old is Cher?
For what?
She's like 75.
75,
he's probably in his 20s.
She's older than my mom.
And no one's losing their shit. And fucking Leonardo DiCaprio, everyone was angry.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
I think I know why. Haters are going to hate. And Leonardo DiCaprio, whether you like it or not, is very successful and he's done nothing wrong. The only thing he's doing is he's having sex with all the women that are available to him, all of legal age.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are mad at that because they can't have sex with fly-ass models. But he's doing nothing wrong. Mm. I support Leonardo DiCaprio.
I read a thing. There was an article that they were trying to make him look like a sexual predator, because there was an actress that she was like, I remember when I was 19, my agent told me you should have sex with Leo. Oh, that'll help your career. But it wasn't like...
That's not Leo's fault.
The manager didn't even know Leonardo DiCaprio. So it's like if your creepy uncle goes, hey, you want to get ahead in show business? Give Jim Carrey a foot job.
Yeah.
Jim Carrey doesn't want you to give... Well, he might, but he doesn't want you to give him a foot job. It's your fucking stupid uncle.
Yeah, that's...
That doesn't know how fucking show business
it's
works.
It's like people trying to get on the open mics. They're like, yo, if I suck Poseidon's dick, he's going to put in a good word for me. He might, but he's... You're like, that's just... You're just sucking his dick. Poseidon didn't say, suck my dick for stage time.
It's very different. Speaking of open mics, you got booked for your first professional gig?
Wait, I did?
You're
with
doing
Guido,
Guido's
friend.
How much time are you doing?
How much time did I do?
20 minutes.
Oh, you
did it? Did it happen? The party?
No, I may not do it.
Okay,
I don't know.
Okay. So
did
we'll,
I do
we'll,
it?
We'll explain what it
no,
is
No, I thought you were
first.
Talking about the December 26th. His back on track.
Guido has a show, and then the organizer.
No, the organizer wants to put on a comedy show.
Okay.
So they wanted to hire Guido and our man Poseidon.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then he asked you how much.
He's not sure if he's going to do it now.
Yeah.
How come?
I don't know. Should I? I feel like I don't
stop
have.
Stop asking us. It's up to you.
Yeah. Well, because I feel like I don't have the time in material that's been tried and tested.
But you told me you did.
No, tried and tested, no. But I have written material down. But some stuff I may not have tried on stage yet that I may want to do. So I don't know how it's going to do. And this is a paid gig.
Yeah,
don't. And then then I'd look bad.
So then you don't have. That's the guy
I told
you.
That's what I said last time.
Okay. Last time you said you were doing it. That's why I brought it on air.
Yeah, I said I was going
to
think about it.
No, to me, you had said, because I told you don't have the material. And they said, yeah, you do. You don't know what I have. You don't know what I've written down in my book. And then I said, if you've written it down and you haven't tested, then you don't have it yet. Because if the guy's paying you, the material they're supposed to do is the material that you know that you have. And then you got upset and said, you don't know what I write in my book.
I think I have like 5 to 10 minutes that I've tried that even then I should try it more at open mics before.
You know what you're going to do, bro? Take his money. Go do a half hour. After they're kicking you off stage the first 3 minutes, just keep going and go, it's going somewhere. Trust me. This is a bit. Just trust it. And then once you're done unloading all your bullshit, be like, I'm Poseidon. Thank you. That's a good gag. Yeah. Gasping, being like, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah, but no.
And then Guido has to go repair the damage. Goes up, hey, wait, what's the deal with that fucking
guy? But no, I want to make people laugh. I want to do a good job.
So, well, people will laugh. Not everybody, but some.
Yeah, well, a select few, like
Guido
you.
Guido will cry.
Guido will cry. You will laugh. You
He's
and Mike will laugh.
Ruined my career. I'll die.
Oh, shit. But I did do French open mics.
Okay.
And my second French open mic, I had a good time.
Where?
Here.
Okay.
And then at the end of my second open mic, I heard a fan go, ugh.
How do you know? I like that you call this person
that's not a
fan.
Well,
a fan of the bordel. Sorry. Not of me.
Okay. No longer a fan if it was a fan.
yeah, there you go. Yeah.
That's heard a fan go, ugh.
And then just like that, I had a few less followers. It was strange. Some guy just texted me, fuck you. I don't even know what that was about. It may have been about my set.
What was the material you were doing?
Basically, I spoke around the intellectuals about how I went to Greece.
Okay.
And should I re-say the story?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I guess. I don't know. Wait, did you say something intellectual?
Yes,
once
I did.
It starts, I probably already heard it 9 times, but go ahead.
Yeah, so I went to Greece, and in Greece, I didn't have, I was in the village, staying at my grandparents.
Oh, God, I know this.
And I didn't have Wi-Fi or cellular data.
What I like about this story so far, and the reason why I think it murders on stage, is it's funny right off the top.
And it's relevant.
Yeah. No,
it's relevant and funny right away. You don't need to set up a long fucking thing.
Yeah, it's just, it gets in there.
No, it didn't do well. I'll be honest, this one didn't do well. I was trying it out for the first time, and I had written it in English, and I translated it.
Okay.
And it didn't do well that night. But so what happened was, you know the ads, the phone sex ads with the broads on the TV?
Yeah.
So like,
do you remember here in Montreal, the song came in my head, but I don't remember the number, but I remember it was, you can have a really good time. And that's all I remember. But I used to have a whole song I remember. CTV? Channel 12 or 11, depending, used to have that at midnight, like Fridays or Saturdays. They'd show actual movies, and then in between the movie, that was one of the commercials. You can have a really good time.
So here they have like, they're more likely like fully clothed, fully clothed. But in Greece,
topless?
They're topless, right? And since I didn't have nothing to jerk off to, I jerked off to this. Right now, as I'm jerking off, I didn't realize I didn't have tissue and I didn't have a bathroom near me.
So he didn't have anything to jerk off to or on?
Yeah. So I shot in my boxers. Came in my boxers.
While he's wearing them?
While I'm wearing them. So I'm like, ah, fuck it. And I was tired from traveling. So I'm like, I'm going to wake up tomorrow, clean it up. Tomorrow.
It's a good story.
So then I wake up.
How tired do you have to be to go... I just fucking came in my pants. I'm good. It's not going to dry and make it harder to clean up tomorrow.
No, you're mispronouncing the word tired. Lazy. Lazy.
So I was lazy.
So you're at
his grandparents.
Grandparents.
Yeah. I was on top though. I was in another room and shit, right?
In the attic. You're jerking off in the attic.
When you're with your grandparents jerking off, you got to be on top, bro.
So then I wake up. And I didn't have covers on, and fucking there's a cum stain right around my erection because you know in the morning we get hard ons and shit. And then the room stank of fucking jizz, right? And I'm like, I gotta open a fucking window.
What does your jizz smell like?
That I don't know, it just stank of fucking jizz. I'm like, oof, I gotta open a window. But then I wake up and
how much do you cum?
He's a mutant.
I've never been in a room that smelled like a lot of jizz.
He came so hard his grandma got pregnant.
Jesus, fuck.
So then I wake up and my grandmother is standing.
Face to face with him.
Like an inch.
It?
Yeah. An inch.
She's like, what is that? What does it smell like horse shit?
An inch away from my face.
Did you have a donkey in here?
So that's it's a story that I'm trying to make into a bit, and I'm trying to make it funny. And just standing, I'm like, what? I freak out. I'm like,
the
what
story
the fuck
ends
are you
with
doing?
Him banging her, which makes it weird for everyone in the in the audience.
And then And then I asked, "What the fuck are you doing?" She's like, "I'm trying to register everything to remember you." So one of the things
I'm trying to register everything so I can tell the police.
So she's gonna remember my face alongside with the smell of very potent acidic.
Look, I'm gonna be honest.
Semen.
Chris Rock, better watch out.
No.
Chris Rock, better watch out.
I said I'm trying
Louis
to make it
CK's
funny.
Days are numbered. I'm quitting comedy. I think you should stop.
I knew I was gonna get roasted. I knew it.
Send a message to Chappelle, Rogue, and everyone tell him to stop.
Your story has there's nothing funny though. You need like something funny in it.
Yeah,
because now it's just what?
It's just disgusting.
I came and my sperm smells, and then my grandma showed up and she said it smells.
Mike, I'm aware of this. That's why I'm trying it. I'm trying to find what. You know.
This would be a perfect time to play a Mike Patterson soundbite of him saying, "Comedy's easy."
No, it's not. I never said it was easy. I'm just saying.
You just said Mike Patterson soundbite.
You know how you could actually improve that bit is if you're saying how your jizz smells, is you rub your hand in your pants and then make people sniff it.
Oh, there's an angle there.
That would not even make that bit worse.
Yeah, it wouldn't make it worse. Not at all. You should try that bit.
Yeah, so it's so
these gonna get reactions. Ah! People are gonna be like, "Yo!"
No, but I think you just gotta put in some funny in that.
Yeah,
story.
Yeah,
there's
exactly.
Throw in
the N-word
because I think
just spice it up a bit.
Yeah. I think it's a ridiculous story that I could try and make funny.
If you would randomly throw in the N-word, just randomly where it doesn't belong, you don't think people are gonna be like, "Wait, what's going on?"
Like my grandmother asks me, like, "Why does it smell like?"
No, you throw it in completely random. You're like, "It stunk," and then just N-word, and then continue, and then like nothing happened, and then watch people be like, "Wait, did I miss something?"
Nah, you crazy?
That would make this amazing, because then people are gonna be like, "Did you hear the N-word joke?" No. I didn't hear an N-word. Are you talking about the cum joke? No, I'm talking about the N-word. He didn't have an N-word, but he had a cum joke. Yeah, but the cum joke was there was no N-word in the. Yeah.
I would never do that.
What do you mean? That would make it amazing.
Yeah, then I would turn into Kramer.
Because I think that's
Kramer
story...
called people the N-word.
You know how sometimes.
You're just throwing it out there.
I just say N-word. Sorry,
yeah,
Control.
But you don't explain it. You just.
But do I say N-word or the actual N-word?
No, you say the actual N-word.
No, that's not going to happen.
But you say the actual N-word and you just continued like nothing happened.
You know what's weird though? His bit, like usually. A bit like
nincompoop.
That, you'll have a story. You'll be like, "Oh, something fucking funny happened. I'll tell it, and then I'll add jokes in." But that story isn't even a funny story to begin with.
Did you haven't seen you haven't come around the bordel on Tuesdays? Have you heard me do my Depeneur bit?
I don't think so.
Okay, so the same Depeneur. It's just a story, right?
Yeah,
but. My feeling about it at the end is the punchline, and then it gets funny. Because if I would just cut it there, the story is just like. All right, that's a weird experience, bro.
Yeah, I'm trying to turn a story, like it's kind of wacky. Like I'm trying to turn it funny, basically.
Yeah,
good job. Yeah. I'm laughing, but use the N-word. Look, these are pro tips. You're getting tips from a goddamn professional. Fucking doesn't listen to this guy.
If you're not,
should I just scrap it?
Keep trying it because it might lead to something else.
Yeah.
Or if you're not comfortable with the N-word, talk about Arabs and call them sand N-word.
Then
you'll be good.
Add some sand on that.
Yeah.
God damn it, guys.
You got to put a bit of spice. Sand is the spice.
Go super racial because it doesn't fit in. So no one's going to think you're racist. They're just going to think you have Tourette's or something.
Yeah.
And then they're going to try to talk about it, but they can't bring it up because you have to be oblivious all the time. I have a witch joke. You know when you said the N-word, you're like, what?
What? Which joke though? I have the N-word in all of my jokes.
God damn it, guys.
Was it the N-word joke where I'm masturbating and my cum smells? Or the one
where I'm pro-abortion for the N-words?
Yeah.
Which one are we talking about now? No, but if you don't acknowledge it, you're like, "I don't say the N-word." And then drop it again. "I don't say N-word. And then you're like, "What?" You're like, "What?"
And then when you leave, call the person, go, "That dumb motherfucking N-word." "That dumb fucking thinks I talk like that."
Bro, you'd be a legend.
No, and for all the wrong reasons.
Nobody would be sure if you're serious or not. Like, does he know what he's saying? Is he trying to say another word? he's a big fan of salt NASCAR. And vinegar chips. That's all it is.
But wait, what?
So what happened? You were saying that you were getting Adam a job.
Oh, nice.
Before we went on.
So a fan reached out to me.
Okay.
And he's like, "Yo."
A real fan or like a... like someone that was like, ugh.
He follows me on Instagram. Okay. So,
That's a fan.
And he reaches out and he's like, yo, if Adam is looking for another job, I'm a supervisor at a strip club.
Yes, oh, nice. that's right up Adam's alley.
What would Adam's job be?
Busboy.
Okay. What? That's amazing.
Yeah, busboy. He's going to make tips and shit. It's going to be dope.
Do they realize that Adam would have the role of busboy, but looks like an elderly man?
Yeah.
Then he's...
He's got the weirdest vibe for a busboy in a strip club. Because it's usually a young kid that you're like... That kid looks like he's super happy to see tits, but he's like 19. I've never seen an old busboy.
I mean, and one that talks like Adam. Yeah. Hey, hello, gentlemen. Are we enjoying the spectacle of breasts? Like, it would be so weird.
So he has to do an interview. He was going to do one soon, but then the guy's like, oh, actually, we're looking in April, so we're going to wait until April.
Okay.
I'm going to sign him for an interview.
Nice. I think this is perfect.
Very cool.
You make, do busboys at strip clubs get tips?
They probably get separate tips if they like you enough.
Separatist.
Not like tips just for the busboy. Like if the patron of the place.
So if the client goes here's a $5 tip for you and give 15 cents to the busboy.
No,
that doesn't happen.
Here's $100 for you and $40 for the busboy.
Have you tipped the busboy?
I did busboy for a while.
You've never tipped someone in the restaurant. Here's 20
you've
for you
tipped
and
the
here's
busboy.
$4
no, no, no. I
busboy.
Have been a busboy.
I
got tipped as a busboy.
We're saying, have you tipped a busboy
never.
At a strip club?
Yeah.
Never.
Did you even see a busboy at a strip club?
I have not. No.
That's a mystery right there.
Yeah.
I've
never seen one either.
It's true, eh? Mm. Unless they're bus girls.
Usually they're bus girls.
Oh, that's why probably.
Makes sense.
And usually, well, most strip clubs too, I think the waitress is the bus girl.
Two jobs.
Like, I think the waitress gets rid of your drinks oftentimes.
Probably that's why. Yeah. Never seen a busboy.
Yeah.
So it would be, and do they know what Adam looks like?
Yes, of course. This was a fan.
Okay, because I'm just saying his look doesn't represent strip club.
I think this strip club in particular, he would be a great addition to the
because
team.
Because it's a shithole, you're saying?
No. I think it looks nice.
Oh, nice. That's all he needs. Is it clean?
It looks clean, yeah. As clean as it could be, yeah.
Good.
You know what it might be, though? You know how in the old days when Ron Jeremy, before all the rapes, when he was like the biggest porn star of the 90s and early 2000s?
That was right in the heat of the rapes.
Yeah, but the reason why he got so many roles is guys liked having an ugly, weird-looking dude in a porno movie because they could be like, I could bang that chick, too. I'm better looking than
Ron
Jeremy.
I'm a goblin.
Yeah, I look like a goblin, too. So that might be the thing with Adam. Maybe the owner of the strip club is like, if we get a weird fucking... Looking,
everyone else is going to spend more money because they're going to be like, if this is my competition, I can fuck that stripper.
Yeah.
I think the dancers will like him.
Yeah, the dancers will definitely
like him, in my opinion. His innocent look, something about him. Speaking of Ron Jeremy, sorry.
Yeah. You think he's going to like.
You think he looks innocent?
Bang like crazy?
I mean, if he's into that, yeah.
He's into what?
I mean, you were into it for like the longest time.
Yeah.
So he'll be into it. You guys have a lot of common.
There you go. Yeah,
you're Adam, but with friends. That's what happened.
That's true.
Yeah, there was no one there to tell him stuff to pick him up. He would just go on his road and ended up in a boiler room. Yeah.
Whenever I
and
think
lost
of
his hair, Poseidon's like Bizarro Adam,
or he's Bizarro Poseidon.
Yeah, he just stopped. You know the difference was Poseidon stopped and said, "You guys think this is a good idea?" That's the difference. Yeah. Whereas Adam just kept going.
You know what Adam the vibe?
I had
he
enough
gives
awareness.
Off? He gives off a vibe. Remember that Canadian TV show from the old days, The Littlest Hobo?
Yes.
Of the dog that went from town to town?
Yeah, the stick.
That's the vibe I get from Adam. Like, I feel like we've only met him a couple of years ago. That he's only going to live here a while,
and then
he'll move on to somewhere else.
You know what? I feel the same way.
Yeah.
And a fan had commented, apparently the first ever mention of Adam was episode 10. I think it was brought to our attention. But we didn't know who he
was. Episode 10 of The Intellectuals.
Yeah, and now we're like at episode 100-something.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that was a while ago.
So 2 years ago.
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of Ron Jeremy, have you guys seen what he looks like right now?
Yeah, it's not good.
Holy shit. No. He looks like the villain of...
Is that a mask or a mustache?
It's a mask and a beard. He looks like the villain
Enough
of...
Enough about you.
Can you click on it? I just want to see...
He looks like the villain of...
What the fuck?
Of Mad Max. He looks like the villain of Mad Max, bro.
This is not even a joke. In his prime, you could play him in a movie as the better looking version of him with the mustache. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But now, Jesus Christ, what is this?
Yeah, bro.
He
looks like
he does.
Yeah.
He's perfectly cast.
What's this guy's name? Important Joe.
Important
Joe. I have no idea.
God damn, that guy's not important.
Yeah, look at
that. She has to have, yeah.
The resemblance is uncanny.
Yeah. Important Joe. So Ron Jeremy, what happened with Ron Jeremy? Because he got called out like during like the biggest part of Me Too. So, and there were so many people getting called out. I don't even remember what he did. He raped porn stars?
I don't remember, but I believe he did.
Okay.
Like, I'm not his lawyer, but if I remember correctly, it was rapes. It wasn't like a comment. Like,
he pleaded not guilty in August to more than 30 counts of sexual assault, including 12 of rape.
Jesus.
In the Los Angeles area over a 23-year period, yeah, sorry.
What a piece of shit. Because you figure, like, he knows these porn stars. And a lot of them, like, if he has a scene with them, he's going to fuck them. So why would you rape someone that, yeah, why would you rape someone that you can, if you wanted to, you could have sex with without raping them?
That's a great question, Poseidon.
That is very bizarre to me.
Yeah, rapists rape. They're going to do what they're going to do.
Rape going to rape, that's true.
Yeah.
But it doesn't, you're right, it makes even less sense.
Because he was like, he was big enough in those days that if he wanted to have sex with a porn star, he could have told a director friend,
hire her,
and then, so she would have had sex with him.
Yeah, that's why this whole stuff is fucked up. Yeah.
I think though, rape, like whenever you hear stuff about rape, it's never sex, it's all just power. It's so like a weird power.
Yeah, he was hard. She's like, no, I gotta go pick up my award. He's like, pick this up. Maybe. Yeah, same thing with the priests.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pedophiles, that's what it mostly is.
Oh, really? What
it's
gets
just
you off?
It's just a power thing, most of it.
Well, what's the rest of it, though?
Some of them get turned on.
Some of them, but some of them don't at all.
They're not hard. Yeah,
some of them are bad pedophiles. Go, I like power. The only thing I hate about raping kids is the kids. Kids are disgusting. The power, though. The power.
I need you to know something, Timmy. I'm not some fucking sexual deviant. Yeah. I'm doing this on principle.
Yeah.
This is so insane.
I'm disgusted. You're going to have nightmares. I'm going to have nightmares. I'm your fucking kid. You know the nightmares I'm going to have?
But there's no way to display my awesome power.
You're ruining my life, Timmy. You ruined my life, Timmy.
You look, I'll fucking kill you and bury you in the yard.
Oh, that's so funny. Oh, shit.
That's some messed up shit.
Yeah. With great power comes great responsibility, Timmy. And I have so much power that I'm responsible for all the pedophilia now.
He's a pedophilia kingpin.
So much responsibility.
He's the fucking head pedophile.
That's so stupid. I love it.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
What a goofy time to be alive.
Oh, shit. During my time off, I watched... I had seen Scarface when it came out, I've never seen it in the theater, but I saw it when I was young, like on VHS, like probably,
me too.
Like it came out, I guess, in the 70s. I probably saw it early 80s.
I saw it in the 90s.
And I had never seen it since, so it was so fun watching, because I didn't remember, like I remember the say hello the plot, to my little friend, all the catchphrases I knew, and I knew he became a coke kingpin, but I forgot... like everything, and I was like, oh, this is good.
It was a good movie, right?
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
What's your favorite part?
I have no idea.
I like it when he's criticizing Michelle Pfeiffer about her womb being too polluted. Your womb is so polluted, I can't even make a baby with you. That is such a rough line. Yeah. Your womb is so polluted.
Michelle Pfeiffer's character is so...
hateable.
What a sad life. Yeah. Like, she's just a hot chick...
who does nothing.
That'll get... she doesn't care who bangs her, as long as she has coke and a nice house.
There's a lot of people like that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of... there's a lot of artists that never... like, musicians. It happens to a lot of rappers. That they have the talent... but they fizzle out. They never make it because they're just attracted to that. They're attracted to getting their dick sucked. They're doing the drugs. And then they weasel out. There's a lot of people that are content in just doing that.
Yeah.
Remember what they were talking about when they were giving away money to kids here, like teenagers during the pandemic? They go, fuck, a lot of these kids are just masturbating, playing Mountain Dew, and not working because their rent is so cheap. Mm. And it's like, yeah, a lot of people are just content getting by.
No.
So that's what happens. Yeah, it's just happy, just getting fucked and doing coke. People exist like that.
Oh, yeah. I'd be scared though if I had a life like that. And you know, I'm lucky that one, I'm a man, and two, I'm not hot, so no one.
Well, that haircut now.
Hey. No, maybe with the hair. This the haircut to get fucking to get an old coke guy.
Dude, you
pay my rent.
Next time you come back from Florida, you're gonna have a Cuban boyfriend.
Yeah. I'd be so nervous though, like, cause you know, like, if you're a hot young woman, that you're like, okay, I'm banging this old fucking millionaire. But when I'm going to be older, he's not going to fucking stay with me. Or do they think that he's going to be like, look, usually when the woman's 40, I get rid of her, but you're special.
I don't know how they think. I don't think they think. It's like, you don't think that, like, people don't think. It ties into this. I was thinking about Canada, how the country's weird. Canada's a weird country.
Mm. It is.
We're so, like, we know it's not a real country. It's not actually a real country. Technically, it's a bunch of provinces together. They didn't even have free trade between them. Like, there was more free trade with the states than there was within...
Oh, shit, I didn't know.
So retarded. Yeah, they have to... Everything's complicated.
Yeah, we can't even have, like, Ontario milk, I think, in Quebec. Like, all of the... Like, milk and eggs, I think, are really hard to get from one province to the other.
Yeah, it's not a real country. So I was thinking about how different they are. You know, talk about the states, everyone's so different. Dude, if you go to Alberta, okay? You go to Alberta, they're more like salt of the earth. Like, I want to work. Yeah. Let's sell some oil. Let's build, right? And then right next to them is British Columbia. Where they're like, you guys are disgusting. You want oil. Why don't you shut the fuck up and smoke some crack? Like, it's so different.
Yeah. But it's the same as the states like Texas and California.
But they're not touching.
Yeah, they're not touching.
But they're touching up there. And we don't talk about those different. We only talk about the states, how the coasts are different from the center, which they are. But at least there's distance. These guys are touching each other. And they're always going to each other's
place. Like all of the center is touching. Well, not all of the center, but the outer center. Are touching
the states? You mean Montana?
What state is east of
California?
It's,
I think, Nevada. It's Nevada.
Okay, yeah. And see, Nevada's kind of
Nevada's weird.
Yeah, Nevada is all money,
dude. Las Vegas should never existed. It was just a casino in the desert for the mafia. That's another fucked up story.
That's wild.
Yeah. You look at documentaries of Las Vegas coming up. God damn, it's crazy. Yeah. The mafia erected a city. We can't build shit.
Yeah.
But the mafia is like, we could build a city in the desert.
Yeah. I've watched Casino.
Bro, our government still doesn't give drinking water to natives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And these guys built a city.
But like all of the reason why the mafia can build a city, like in Montreal, all construction is run by the mafia.
Yeah. So they just shipped them down there for a couple of weeks. Yeah. Like, we got some free Guido.
God damn. Yeah, that's wild.
Guido's in Florida now.
Oh, is he? What city?
Tampa.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Some pizza business.
Yeah.
Allegedly. So is he moving there?
He's going there kind of like you for like a week and then he comes back.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
He said a man, this is exactly what he told me. He goes, a man hired me because his pizza joint, which is also a comedy club, isn't working. So he hired me.
How did he hear about Guido?
They knew each other.
Okay.
He hired me to go down there to save his pizza restaurant. Oh. And then I told Guido, does he know that you ran yours into the ground? And then Guido was like, that's a conversation for another day.
Imagine if, like, so he has to tell his wife, you know, oh, I got this guy from Montreal coming down to save my business. What's his name? Look, I'm going to tell you his name. Don't Google him. Don't Google him. If you promise not to Google him, I'll tell you his name.
That's so amazing.
What has he done? Doesn't matter. He's an expert.
Nothing illegal. Nothing illegal. That's all you need to know. So he's out there having fun. He called me the other day.
That's cool.
He's doing good?
Well, yeah, he told me his line doesn't work anymore, so he gave me the number of the pizza restaurant. He said, just call me at the pizza restaurant.
As long as he's doing good.
What's the name of the place? Because Tampa, I didn't even know there was a pizza comedy club.
If I look on my phone, I'll find the name. I'll tell you. Yeah, I think it's Pizza First, Comedy Second.
Okay.
But he told me he has, like, pictures on the wall of, like, you know, the old school comedians on the wall?
That name makes no one want to go to that comedy club.
Pizza and
when
comedy?
When you're saying... No, but Pizza First, Comedy Second.
that's what I think.
Okay.
It's not the real name.
Okay, I thought that was the name.
Saying,
I was like,
think either way.
Oh, fuck. They're like, look, okay, Comedy Second. But we have a fucking garbage show in the back.
But his thought, he's like, yeah, you know, they have the... like. He goes, do you remember how all comedy clubs like used to have like a picture of comics
on the wall? The headshots?
The headshots.
They have that?
And I said, he's like, yeah. And I go, is my photo up there? And he goes, no. I go, is Mike's photo up there? He said, no. And I said, walk out of there right now. Tell these people to go fuck themselves.
Well, Peroni's used to work.
What?
Peroni's used to work.
I don't know what you're saying.
Peroni's here. It was stand-up and pizza.
Yeah.
It wasn't stand-up
but
and pizza.
It wasn't.
It was a restaurant, and they would
they
rent it out.
They had one comedy night.
Yeah, on the weekend. They would rent it out to.
So like,
it
was this is made show. Just for. Okay, I guess.
This is a restaurant first, and then sometimes. But this was actually like. Peroni's, they would pay for tickets. Like, this is a comedy night. I rented it out.
Yeah, okay.
Like,
I get
it's
it.
My hall, let's say.
I guess it's going to be like every comedy club. There's a restaurant with a different name, and then the comedy
club. In the back.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Like, for a place like that to work, they have to have two different names. Because you don't want to go to... No one wants to order pizza from a comedy club. And no one wants to go see comedy in a pizzeria.
While they're eating pizza.
So you need to separate them.
You need to separate... Yeah. But the reason why I didn't tell you the name is I'm going to tell you off-air why. Because you're going to laugh a lot. But I don't want to ruin Guido. Like, okay. I don't want to blow up his spot. But you're going to die of laughter.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I can't wait to end the episode. Just like I tell you. Like, that's how funny. Oh, my God. This is line of the night. So Poseidon.
Yes.
I spent the week, because Mike was away and I was sad. I had nothing to do. So I spent the week educating myself with these various documentaries. Did you do anything to further progress your life?
I watched Zoolander.
Oh, nice. I don't know how that progresses your life.
How did you watch, or why? Was it after the Super Bowl, since Ben Stiller had a Zoolander cameo?
Oh, did he?
Oh, I didn't even know that.
He was doing him and, I didn't see it during the Super Bowl, but I saw it online. Him and Steve Martin were doing, I forget what product it was, but they had one commercial. Ben Stiller was like, hi, I'm actor Ben Stiller. And then Steve Martin was like, hi, I'm better actor Steve Martin. And then they explain that it's a taste, I think, of Diet Coke.
It like, is a Pepsi.
A Pepsi Zero. Is it real? Wow, this is delicious. Or am I just acting? Like it was
okay, it's like that. Yeah, like
it's
meta goofy.
Kind of hacky, but you know, since it's Steve Martin and Ben Stiller.
You're having fun
you're
watching
like, it's amazing.
Okay, is that why you got on your Ben Stiller kick?
Nope.
Okay.
I don't know. I think I was browsing Amazon Prime and I just saw it. I was like, I've never watched this. I should watch it.
Do you have Disney Plus?
I do, yeah.
So why don't you watch Wu-Tang and American Saga?
Yo, oh yeah, true. It is on Disney Plus now.
Season 3
I'm
going
to watch
started.
That shit. Yeah.
That's some good
shit. I've heard good stuff from you.
Yeah, but if you like that world, you might start watching and be like, okay, wow, this is not for me. For me, it's shit.
I love the hip-hop world. Rap world.
It's not, I didn't mean you like seeing black people on screen. I just meant
that's not.
I meant that whole world of that time in the 90s of them coming up and all. Like,
of course,
there's some inside baseball like references.
Okay,
so like if you don't know the other people from like when they meet someone, like why it's a big deal or this and that, you might be like, why do I care? That's why I mean, like you might not.
No, but I actually do like all that shit. Like the
then you're gonna like it.
Yeah,
and also I like seeing some of the. Actors they chose to play certain rappers.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh, that's an interesting choice.
I've never seen this series.
So, you know RZA?
Yeah.
So, I love the actor they chose to play RZA.
Okay.
But there's nothing RZA about him, right? But it works.
Okay.
I'm like, I really can't see another actor. Like, it's weird like that. Like, there's some stuff. But it's all well cast. It's a lot of fun. I really fucking love the show.
What's the name of the show?
Wu-Tang, an American Saga.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Wu-Tang.
Whenever I hear Wu-Tang, I always think there was a guy named Justin when I went to China that he got hired to film film me every show because they were going to do a documentary and it never happened. But he only every shirt he owned had the Wu-Tang Clan logo on it.
Oh.
And he didn't just have like one or two shirts. And I didn't even notice like that, but we were together for like 18 days. So he wore 18 different Wu-Tang shirts.
Oh, this guy was down with Shaolin.
And he never talked. And then I was like, is it? I was like, that's a cool shirt. And then the next day I was like,
is that a brand?
It's the same shirt, but different shirt.
And well, they had Wu-Wear.
Yeah. No, but, okay. And it always had the Wu-Tang Clan logo on it?
How Nike has their logo?
Okay.
Like Crooks and Castles.
He was in China, so he probably got the Wu-Tang.
Yeah. No, he got the Wu-Tang. He got the real one. Yeah. Yeah, they stole it from them. Oh, there's also the story in the first one about when they got the logo. That's pretty cool. Like, so little things like that I like.
Yeah.
It's interesting actually now watching season three where they're at. I always like shows that evolve.
Okay.
I hate when it's the same thing. I like that it's different. They're a different setting. Their lives are different. Like, shit's happening and bad stuff's happening too, but it's just shit keeps happening. That's why I like Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the series back in the day when it came out. They evolved. People died. They were no longer in high school. They had lives. Some people left. Some people did this. I feel like the stakes are higher.
Yeah.
When anything could change. But like The Simpsons, you know, for years it was just like.
Yeah, but that's the style of the show though.
Did you see what South Park did with Megan and Harry?
No. Oh,
I heard about this.
I died. I guess they're tired of their bullshit, so they ripped them. And they're ripping Canada too, but in a very good way. They were making fun. They were going on a talk show at first, and they go, "We got the Prince and his wife from Canada, the Prince of Canada and his wife." And they show up and like, "Respect our privacy. We just want to be private," but they're just making a big spectacle. And the guy's like, "So you wrote this book called Wang about your time in the royal family and how you hate journalists?" "Yes." "So you just talk about stories, but the royal family, you criticize them?" "Yes." "So you're a journalist?" And then they move next to Kyle. So Kyle's trying to do shit at night, and they're just, he's like, "What the fuck is that noise?" He goes outside, it's like 12 o'clock at night, and there's fireworks and a horse, and he's like, "Respect our privacy, respect that. Nobody fucking cares. Go back to Canada, you sons of bitches."
Oh my God.
That's fucking amazing. Because that's what they do. They're like, "We just want to be private. So that's why we're selling my book, talking about my private life. We want to be private. That's why I'm on Instagram." Like, it's so fucking annoying.
Yeah. I fucking hate Prince Harry so much.
Yeah.
I hate that. Like, he abdicated the throne, but he's keeping the name Prince.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself. You should be Harry, whatever.
There's only one Prince.
Yeah.
And he's dead.
Yeah. Oh. By the way, you know what he said? He said South Park parody of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle could turn into legal threat, royal expert claims.
Yeah, okay. It's fucking America, bro. It's free speech. Yeah. They won the war turn against you, legal stupid cocksucker.
Yeah. Go fuck yourself. Yeah. If Scientologists didn't manage to fucking take them down,
you won't.
The fucking stupid royal family isn't.
You and your stupid bitch wife.
Yeah.
Y'all do nothing.
Yeah.
So we're getting sued.
You know what they're gonna do though? I think if the royal family does try to sue, they're gonna do an episode about that, and then there'll be a major role for the pedophile uncle.
Oh yes.
Yeah. They're gonna
Andrew. Andrew.
He's probably like every time the royal family talks about the suing, he's probably like, "No, we should just, you know, lay low. I think laying low is the best thing right now for everyone.
Megan, Harry, I'm telling you, they do this to everyone. They did it to Kanye. They said he likes gay fish. They did this for, please, Tom Cruise was coming out of the closet. Don't do anything. You saw the Scientologists. Everyone knows about Xenu now because of them. Please. They can't keep a secret. Yeah.
Yeah, don't fuck with South Park.
Dude, they went against the Prophet Muhammad. Do you remember that?
No way.
Yeah, in the imagination. They had, they got in such a fight with, I think it was Comedy Central. The Comedy Central blew, because you're not supposed to draw the Prophet Muhammad.
Okay.
And they had a round table. It was everyone's imaginary friends. It was like Jesus, Santa Claus, Muhammad, all of them. And they drew him and they had to block it out post. They're like, "We can't show it. You're going to get killed."
No way.
And it's like, "What do you mean? We're American. We could fucking..." "No, you can't draw it." There was a whole thing. They don't give a fuck.
Oh, shit.
I had told you, right? In the early 2000s, I got hired. There are guys in LA called the Tremblay Brothers that are...
Oh, cool.
I think they're...
Quebecers?
Yeah, they're Quebecers. And they're the ones that run basically the Roadrunner and all of the tunes.
They
did the mask as well.
The Looney Tunes.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so they're like a huge deal in the cartoon world. And some network wanted them to do a series about Jesus. And then they had hired me.
To play Jesus?
No, they wanted me to be one of the writers. And then they were like, okay, so the characters will have Jesus, his buddy Muhammad, and then...
His buddy Muhammad.
Yeah, it was because they wanted to do a thing. They wanted to make it kind of edgy, and but it was the days before we knew, that if you draw Muhammad, a bunch of Muslims are going to lose their shit. Because no one, I guess, on that crew had any, Muslim friends.
Well, no, because a Muslim friend will never say that. It never happened in news.
They had regular Muslim friends. They didn't have, fucking weird
fatwa Muslim friends. Yeah,
they didn't have fatwa friends.
I wonder if we have a fatwa against us.
It's a very good.
I think we would. I think they have to make it public.
For that shit?
Yeah, no.
The Iranian government has a list.
I had the Catholic Church of America do the equivalent of a fatwa on me, but the Catholic Church.
We're gonna catch
has
you
no power.
In the past and rape you. What was
We're gonna build a time machine. We are gonna clone you, and do not fucking.
You don't want to know what we're going to do to that baby.
Yeah.
What were they mad about?
Just the Nasty Show.
Oh, God.
The Nasty Show.
Yeah.
Which is so stupid. Like, when I'd read that, I was like, oh, they are so dumb. They're so dumb. They were mad at me and Jimmy Carr. And I was happy because it was the same. It was the guy that made Opie and Anthony lose their job.
It was that guy. Oh, because of the mayor thing.
Yeah, and he was trying to not because of the mayor thing.
They fucked in a church.
Because they fucked in a church. Yeah. So
what was it? Sex with Sam.
Yeah, sex with Sam. So that guy, but he used to have power because people were like took that shit seriously, but now he has no power. And plus, like, he wrote a thing about a comedian that no one knows in the States. And even Jimmy Carr, no one really knows him in the States either.
Especially at the time.
So you're writing about two fucking foreign comics that no one cares about.
And it did nothing.
It did nothing. Except make me happy. I was like, oh, this is amazing.
I would treat it so hilarious if they showed up and they said, look, we're from the Catholic League. I'd be like, is this about all the shit I've been talking about Muhammad?
Yeah.
Be like, no.
It's weird though, because they were like, the thing they were saying is they were telling their people, don't go see these comics.
Why?
But because we're bad people. But I was like,
they play Magic the Gathering in the dressing room.
I never play in America. So even if you're telling fucking Catholic weirdos in Cincinnati,
they're never gonna
see me. Don't go to a Mike Ward show. Okay.
Very easy.
Okay, so you're saying you don't want me to learn French and go to Canada to watch this comedian I've never heard about?
We haven't had, I'm probably jinxing us now, it's going to happen, but in this show, I guess, the crew, we haven't had a big scandal of people being offended in a while.
Yeah, it's true, eh?
Yeah, the last one was you versus the entire nation, which you won. Well, apart from that, we really haven't had, you think people are just trying to calm down? Or I think they realize nobody gives a fuck.
I think the people that listen to us, I get it. Yeah, I think that's all it is.
Yeah, because we're under the radar.
Yeah, we carved our niche.
Yeah,
that's the best place to be.
Yeah. I think that's what it is.
Yeah, it used to be more, I guess when it first came out, people didn't know what it was. They would watch, like, what is that?
Yeah.
Sir, I'm gonna call YouTube. The chick from YouTube quit.
I don't
know
Susan
Wojcicki? Wojcicki?
Wachowski?
The president of YouTube?
Yeah.
Okay.
She wants to do another job, so she left.
Oh, good for her.
It could be good or bad. It could be like, oh, I'm tired of monitoring everything. Fuck it. Just do whatever you want. Or it could be, ooh, things are about to get rough. I don't want to get blamed for the shutting down of all these channels. So she bounced.
Goddamn.
You never know.
Yeah. Crazy. Well, I guess time will tell.
Time will tell. Yeah. All right. Well, Poseidon, listen, if people do like you and like your antics, I know that you are online. You're ThePoseidon69 on Twitter and Instagram. And you managed to get your own website up and running.
I did, yeah.
IamPoseidon.com. I am Poseidon. He's Poseidon. IamPoseidon.com.
IamPoseidon.com. And he's got a fan website that's .net.
You know what was funny about that? I thought the person in the room reacting was funnier than the joke.
It was.
That's why I say that.
If anybody else noticed, they would have started cracking up. I would have died. I'm like, that's the reaction I was waiting on. Yeah. Mike Ward, if he's not in Florida, he's in your homes. Mike Ward has the number one French language comedy podcast on the planet. A Guinness Book World Record breaking podcast called Mike Ward Suzekud. That's available on Patreon, patreon.com/Suzekud. It's also available on his website because there's links to the Patreon and on YouTube and iTunes. And Spotify, where the hell you get your podcast? Mm. That podcast is available, but I would suggest signing up to Patreon because you also get to watch it live Sunday nights from the Bordel Comedy Club. I'm Pantelis, pantelliscomedy.com. Follow my stuff, Pantelis Comedy on YouTube. We have shows here at the Bordel every Tuesday. And Wednesday, we are doing Comfort Zone at the Third Floor Comedy Club. So if you're in Montreal, you have a variety of things to choose. Thank you, and go fuck yourselves.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.